Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark.
$159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
The weather this time of year can be unpredictable, bringing damaging winds and even worse, power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters, stoves, and fireplaces no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/startsaving. Now that's fuel for good.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Today is April 14th, Ex-Spouse Day. I'd celebrate this entire day, but the judge ruled that my ex is entitled to half of Ex-Spouse Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 5.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A Minnesota prosecutor has charged a white former suburban Minneapolis police officer who fatally shot 20-year-old black motorist Dante Wright with second-degree manslaughter. Washington County Attorney Peter Orpett's announcement that he charged Kim Potter came a day after she resigned from the Brooklyn Center Police Department. The shooting ignited days of unrest. Federal prosecutors won't charge a police officer who shot and killed a woman as she climbed through the broken part of a door during the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Authorities had considered for months whether criminal charges were appropriate for the Capitol police officer who fatally shot Ashley Babbitt, a 35-year-old Air Force veteran from San Diego. The Justice Department's decision officially closes out the investigation. On Wall Street, the Dow by 53 points. More details at srnnews.com.
A heart attack? He was 47. What about Janice and the kids? Do they have life insurance?
No.
Call SelectQuote now and get the insurance your family needs at a price you can afford.
In minutes, SelectQuote found John, 45, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $29 a month. And his wife, Ann, 43, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $21 a month.
At SelectQuote, we comparison shop some of the most trusted insurance companies in America to find you the best rate in minutes. And it's free.
For your free quote, call 1-800-644-1331. That's 1-800-644-1331. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-644-1331.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I don't take no crap from anybody else but you. I wear the pants around here when I finish with your laundry. Because I'm a guy you don't want to fight. When I say jump, you say yeah, right. I'm the man of this house.
He's the man. He's the man.
What I say goes around here, right out the window. And I don't want to hear a lot of whining, so I'll shut up. The sooner you learn who's boss around here, the sooner you can give me my orders here. Because I'm head honcho around here, but it's all in my head.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I can have sex anytime that you want. Because I'm a man who has needs, but they're not that important. And don't expect any flowers from me, because if I'm not mistaken, you prefer jewelry. I'm the king of my castle when you're not around.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I'll drink and watch sports whenever I want to get in trouble. And I'll come home when I'm good and ready to sleep on the couch. Because a man's got to do what a man's got to do, and I'm going to do what you tell me to, because I'm top dog around here, but I've been neutered.
He's the man. He's the man. You the man.
That's right. I am the man. I keep telling myself
that. Yeah, you the man.
Oops, sorry, wrong mic button there. I was hoping to come out of that with a sound drop, but I can't find the damn thing. It always happens that way, right? We were talking before the top of the hour, I think, or maybe it was with David Blackman, but anyway, riots are breaking out in other areas, not only around America, but in Montreal, because people, and in, of course in Europe, because people can't take this lockdown crap anymore. It's been a year. It's time. Wear a mask, do what you got to do, social distance, but keeping people trapped in their houses, this is cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah.
To take even those most fundamental freedoms away in the name of a disease with a very, very low, relatively speaking, I mean, not quite where the flu was a year ago, a little over a year ago. And they're having major issues in Montreal. But as I pointed out on my Facebook page, that's a country run by King Douchebag the First. If they ever put that word in the dictionary, all you need to do is see his smarmy picture. I don't know why they put guys like that. I don't know what it is with areas that are chronically cold, which is Canada. But if you look at the history of Minnesota and Michigan, they've elected some real a-holes. It's just mind-boggling. Minnesota, how do you do that? That's most of the state. In a way, Minnesota kind of suffers from the same thing that Illinois does, because you've got one major city with all of its issues controlling the population of the state. Illinois is a huge state. I think it's like 380 miles from the southern end to the Wisconsin border. It's a long drive, and it's not very exciting if you drive south to north in Illinois. But you got Chicago up there at the end with Beetlejuice and their murders and everything else, and they suck the life out of everybody else in the state, but there's enough people up there to overrule the common sense that you'd find in the little conservative small towns. Same thing in Minnesota. You got Minneapolis, St. Paul, and all the crap going on there. Meanwhile, the land of 10,000 lakes, where you have a pretty, I don't know if you remember Grumpy Old Men?
Mm-hmm.
That's Minnesota. Once you get away from the city, everybody's wearing plaid hats and
those movies
knows
great.
How to ice fish.
I watched something last night. Well, I watched
Blue Bloods.
A couple of somethings. No, no, that's tonight. No, there were two programs on Get TV. One of them was Axeman, and the other one was Ice Truckers. Oh, my gosh. Greg, have you ever seen guys drive those big 18-wheelers on the ice?
I always wondered who watched those shows.
Well, it was me last night. It was fascinating.
And those are the shows that destroyed the History Channel.
And here's another random thought. Do you know who Trudeau reminds me of? Do you remember that smarmy king in Princess Bride?
I hate to tell you this.
You've never watched it?
No, and I've had actually a couple of women beg me to watch that movie with them, and I just couldn't get.
Do you remember it, Seth?
It's been a long time.
Smarmy King.
I mean, I hear a lot.
He looks like him. And he's like, he's got that smug smirk on his face, like, I'm something.
Yeah, he's something, all right. Mm. Who's going to tell Trudeau what he really is?
Rectum.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Giant, like a black hole-sized rectum. So, Rand Paul today, he's had it with Dr. Fauci. He's had it with all this freedom-robbing garbage. And he was on with Cavuto. So let's see what that dialogue says.
But at the very least, we're told that it will offer protection for 6 months, which is about the time over which these vaccines became available. So maybe it will last a year or more. Others say it's a good time to advocate for yearly shots for this sort of thing, much as we have for the common flu. How do you feel about that?
Well, the thing is some vaccines like smallpox confer immunity lifelong.
Yeah.
Some infections like the Spanish flu, the influenza that was gotten in 1918, they found people with immunity 90 years later. So there are people who have lifelong immunity. With SARS, which is another coronavirus that came around in about 2004, they found that those people still have immunity 15, 17 years later. So there's a great deal of evidence that you will still have immunity. Now, immunity doesn't have to be perfect to be protective. It could be that possibly someone who's had COVID like myself, could they be reinfected? There are very small numbers of it, but guess what? Almost none of them are really getting sick. You're not reading stories of, oh my goodness, thousands of people being reinfected and they're in the hospital and they're dying. Those stories don't exist. You'll read about a random, very rare person getting reinfected or getting infected when they've been vaccinated. But the good news is that even if you got infected from COVID after you've been vaccinated, you have some immunity, you have partial immunity, and it lessens the degree or significance of the disease. So almost everything out there is good news. This is why I so much think Dr. Fauci should be voluntarily removed from TV, because what he says is such a disservice and such fear-mongering.
Yep.
And almost all of what he says isn't even matched by the science of his own institute. So really what we need to do is hear from a lot of different experts, and then people need to realize that the risk factors are different depending on your age. You mentioned the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Very, very safe. And if you're over 80, without question, it's the only one you can get, take it. If you're over 70, take it. But it does depend on your age. If you're under 25, the chance of dying from this is 1 in 1,000,000. So your risk factors do depend on whether you judge whether you take a vaccine. It's not the same for everybody.
He is so right. Of course, he's also a doctor. And I think he's got better knowledge on this than Fauci does. Fauci, I think, is an attention whore. Because as long as this pandemic is going on, they're going to have a reason to put him on TV.
And he's still getting paid the big bucks.
Limelight.
Oh, yeah. He's the highest paid government worker in the United States, which is just sick on itself. Ellis.
Hey, Rosie. It's funny you should say that Trudeau looked like John Sarandon. He also played the vampire in Fright Night. I was watching him last night going, who does he remind me of? Oh, the vampire in Fright Night, John Sarandon. I was able to meet John Sarandon in Birmingham at a Comic-Con.
Cool.
And he's just like Trudeau. They're kind of smug. They got that, don't stake attitude.
He
that was so funny when she said
so
that.
So smarmy.
Yeah, there you go, smart man.
What is it about why is it that Canada, oh God.
Does it look like him?
Yes, and these people in Minnesota, they elect these, they must have slush for brains just living in those places.
I'm surprised they haven't hung him in the town square like Mussolini by now. I mean, he's been, it's been radical over there.
Yeah.
With the arrest.
Well, guess what? After this dies down, then they're going to come at us with climate change and give us all kinds of things we can and can't do. And if we go along with it, we're dumb enough to submit, we deserve whatever we get. Thanks for the call, Ellis. East.
Hey, Humperdinck. That was his name on the movie, Rosie.
The king? Yeah.
When you said that, I started hearing Billy Crystal saying, Humperdinck, stop saying that name. But look, hey, Greg, let me ask you about Dr. Fauci real quick. Doesn't he remind you of these odd celebrities that they used to have in the early to mid-70s that were celebrities because they were friends with celebrities. You know what I mean? I'm trying to think of some of these odd people that they used to have, like, on the Match Game and, you know, Charles Nelson Reilly. I mean, what's he ever done except be a contestant or be on a panel, you know?
I know what you're saying, and I remember, yeah, all of those folks, yeah, from those days.
I mean, he had cool glasses, but come on. I just don't know what, you know, I don't know what some of these celebrities were famous for. I guess today a good analog would be the Kardashians, you know.
Except the Kardashians have less talent than Charles Nelson Reilly. Charles Nelson Reilly was a Broadway actor.
Oh, okay. Well, see, now I've learned something. That's why I listen to you. My IQ goes up a little bit. You and Rick.
Yeah.
So, all right. Thanks a lot. Have a good
thanks,
day.
Thanks, East.
I may be good, I may be bad, but I never leave the studio any day without thinking I've raised the intelligence level of this team.
And you look good, man.
That's all I really care about. Peace, Fear.
Hey, and I can't stand a fraud cheat, nor the scamdemic, so we won't even go there. But I have a suggestion on the voting issue, because you're very correct. If people are not very careful, we will lose every state to these large Democratic cities.
Uh-huh.
What we need to do is have an electoral college for every state. And that way, cities like Atlanta and Birmingham and Minneapolis and Chicago and New York City and various places out west won't override the votes of the rest of the counties of those states.
Interesting idea. I like that. It's an interesting thought. I like that.
But it would definitely be feasible where people at least got a vote instead of saying, well, no sense in me voting because the people in Chicago are going to determine this. Yeah, just an idea.
It is. I like it. I thank you for the call. Yeah. Because this is where we're headed. You've got Atlanta sucking Georgia down. New York City, a lot of New York is very conservative, but Long Island and the city of Manhattan, why they elect a communist when they are living the capitalist dream is beyond me, because he's going to take it away. He doesn't think you should have it. Chicago, what it's doing to Illinois, Minneapolis, destroying, you know, the dream for people all over what's a very beautiful state. Love Minnesota. In fact, if I had a bucket list, if traveling was as fun as it used to be, I would be planning a trip there maybe this summer to go back and just see a place I spent many years in the early 70s on vacation, even into the mid-80s, even had the coldest vacation in history, 1983, Christmas. I was up there for 5 days before Christmas, and the warmest temperature we had was 9 below 0.
Ooh.
The lowest we had was 34 below with wind chills in the minus 75 to 85 range. That was for the whole entire time. But I went horseback riding in that 9 below 0 weather.
Wow.
And enjoyed it.
Sounds kind of dangerous.
Small town of Pine River. And I would love to go back there and see what's there. Took the Greyhound bus up there before I could, drive. And there was a drugstore with a soda fountain, just like Ellie's and Andy Griffith and stuff. Good memories, all of it. We got to take a quick check on traffic here at 519. James will be right with you, 272-9228. We're 41 minutes away from Bomb Howard's.
Yeah.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic, very busy on the boulevard right now, especially East Boulevard from I-85 to Atlanta Highway. We're still very busy. Congressman Dickinson and Northeast Boulevard, a lot of cars on both those roads, taking 231 to Wetumpka. An accident still working East South Boulevard in front of Baptist, and we've got a lot of outbound traffic on Norman Bridge to East South Boulevard. I-65 and 85, very busy through downtown Montgomery. Your new Toyota is online at ReinhartToyota.com. It's the best way to shop. ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jane.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network.
Johnston Taylor, the teen charged with the wreck that killed Rod Bramblett and his wife Paula in 2019, has been granted youthful offender status. He's charged with two counts of manslaughter. His arraignment has been set for April 28th. In honor of National Child Abuse Prevention Month, a new traveling mural was unveiled today in downtown Montgomery on Clay Street. The nonprofit Embrace Alabama Kids is dedicated to serving Alabama's vulnerable children, youth, and families. With the mural, Mayor Reed, city officials, and local artists are helping to increase awareness of child abuse prevention. The Central Alabama Veterans Healthcare System is holding a COVID-19 mass vaccination clinic at the Montgomery Alcazar Shrine on Eastern Boulevard today from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The clinic is for veterans, their caregivers, and veteran spouses who qualify under the Save Lives Act legislation signed by President Biden. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Big weather changes are now underway. Not only is rain back in the forecast, but some noticeably cooler temperatures are ahead. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely. The overnight low temperature in the upper 50s. Tomorrow will be a lot cooler with a high temperature only about 71. Friday's high only in the upper 60s after a morning low in the upper 40s. That's a big change. Risk of showers and thunderstorms just about every day in the forecast. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and even a small chance on Sunday as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos and films during our April 40% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file on USB, call us today. We've been providing professional video services for over 30 years, and all work is done right here in Montgomery. Unlike those other stores that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Don't risk your one-of-a-kind treasures by shipping them out of state. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net.
It's time to get outdoors and get together for those fun gatherings and family reunions. Be sure to take care of all your guests with portable toilets from Alabama Dumpster Service. They're delivered where and when you need and picked up by our own fleet of trucks. Our competitive pricing means dependable, affordable, clean, portable toilets. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Angry, vicious, tiny brute. He is ferocious, but kind of cute. And he hates men and little children. He's a pocket-sized devilish gremlin. And he might be possessed by wicked demons. Cause he will bite you and break the skin. You can bring him home today, but he's shaking with a murderous rage. Evil Chihuahua.
Jesse Lynn, who has a really sweet little chihuahua named Lincoln, when she heard this,
what?
She said, but this is a chihuahua that just hates everything, sort of like a Democrat. And they've had no luck getting this dog to become compatible with anything. But they're still trying. In the meantime, I just posted a great video. Terriers, who all think they're, you know, bigger than Dobermans, scaring off a bear. Ooh. Inside a house. I just put the video on my page. You should take a look because it's funny. James, thank you for your patience.
Certainly. Anytime.
Appreciate it.
I called up for another reason, but I've got, listening to your other callers, I've got two things to talk about. Someone was talking about being famous just because of association. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about Match Game. Do you remember Brett Summers?
Yes.
You know what her claim to fame was?
No, I honestly don't.
It wasn't anything, but she was the wife of Jack Klugman.
Really? I didn't know they were married. I thought Jack Klugman was gay.
No, Jack Klugman, he was married to Brett Summers. And the reason I called, though, is I guarantee you I know how we could get every state to do voter reform. If you get Republicans to come out and say they are going to do everything they can to voter fraud elections, they would get on it, I think. I know it sounds horrible, but
yeah.
I
understand what you're saying, and it does make sense. If you can't beat them, join them.
Exactly. If they can do it, we can do it, and let them just go ahead and let's say we're going to do it. We can do it just as well as they can.
It's a great idea, but, you know, there's just too many Republicans with a conscience that couldn't be able to. This is why they're not really scared, even though so many conservatives own guns and stuff. They really don't believe that we would use them if the situation required it. That's why they're pushing the envelope as they are.
And, you know, and here's another thing. You know, Republicans have no one else but themselves to blame. We had Trump, the House, and the Senate,
yep.
And we couldn't get one damn thing passed the whole time. Nothing.
Because most of those Republicans that were swept into office with him turned out to be rhinos and in it for themselves and there to do the bidding of their donors, just like Democrats. I mean, that's 90% of Congress. The people that are most committed in Congress are the crackpots like AOC on the left. And then, you know, we played some Rand Paul today, Ted Cruz, Jim Jordan, guys like that who are really in it for the right reasons. But the rest of them...
One other thing. You were talking about John Sarandon. It's Chris Sarandon who played in The Princess Bride. And his wife was... what's her name, Sarandon, the actress?
No wonder he looks the way he does.
Susan?
That explains
Sarandon,
everything.
Exactly. His wife, that's how she has the same last name. His name's Chris Sarandon, and they were married.
Klugman was married to Brett Summers from 53 to 77.
There you go.
I think that was one of those beard situations.
Well, was also married to Peggy Crosby from 08 till he died in 2012.
And as you know, and like Rich would say, what is it about not a good-looking woman? Brent Summers certainly wasn't.
Yeah, that's for gay. Look at Rock Hudson.
Oh yeah.
For gay actors, and that's the way it was then. And I'm sorry it was, but that's the way it was. And so they had to find somebody who would help, you know, not bring
Randy Travis.
Course. Another right. Did he die?
No, he's still alive. But
he had terrible alcohol problems, right?
If you look at his wife, you'll understand what we're talking about.
Okay.
Rough woman.
I remember him having like a sequence of events take place involving alcohol. He wasn't in a convenience store naked and a few other weird things.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Then had a severe stroke and
yes,
that's why he doesn't perform anymore. Anyway, yeah. Y'all have a great day, guys.
Thanks.
I worked with so many gay people in South Florida, and they they would tell you, people who you thought were straight or didn't know, like Jack Klugman and others, who were actually still in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a talk host down there who was the first, probably the first one in America to come out, say, I'm gay. And, but here's the thing, he was so normal in every other respect as a man. Loved sports, could talk sports with anybody, loved to smoke cigars, loved to eat good food. And his audience, and he was tremendously successful, but his audience was, they didn't believe him. They did not believe, oh, that's just part of his act. No. It's weird, you know, and his big beef, he was not on board with gay activists. He said, you are making it tough for those of us who just want to live our lives and be left alone. He referred to them, and I'm quoting here, the feathered boa crowd. And the gay people I worked with in Miami, it never occurred to me. You know, it just, because nobody, there's that flamboyant stereotype out there, and that is the one that they didn't like, because it kept them from being open about who they were. It was quite the education. I got hired. This is, and it was. You asked me what my favorite job in Miami was. This was the one on that big FM, because I got to be the newsman and sidekick to a woman, and it was so much fun. And I got to do a lot of writing in that job. And the guy that hired me, Rob, after everything was complete and the paperwork was done, he says, "By the way, just in case, I." Do participate in the love that dare not speak its name. I wasn't even sure what he was saying at first. And he said, I'm gay. I said, I don't care. I'd known him for years. He and I worked together at another station. Because he wasn't running around with a sign on it, you know? Yeah. And this is why it's not like race, where you can see somebody's physical characteristics. And I think for the most part, as Charles Barkley said, I should play that clip at the end of this next break. Most people just want to get along and live their lives and they're okay. But you've got crackpots that are driving a narrative that hasn't been true, I think, for many years. I've seen it, but they don't want to acknowledge that this society has come a tremendous distance in accepting people who are different, whatever the situation is.
Nobody cares. You just see stupid, you know?
My God. But you see, if unless they have that agenda, then they've got, you know, and it's really, it all comes down to money. When you look at how much the activists are making,
ooh,
there's big money in activism, except for conservative activism. Anyway, it's 5:33. We'll head back to the traffic dungeon, and we'll be heading to Baumhauer's about a half hour.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident at Norman Bridge at West Patton Avenue. Use caution there around the boulevard. We have heavy traffic and a lot of congestion. East Boulevard at I-85 and also Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson. That traffic taking 231 to Wetumpka. I-65 and 85, very heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery and slow traffic 85 northbound Taylor Road to Chantilly. In Prattville, we have an accident, Highway 14 or Fairview Avenue at Old Farm. Use caution there. Keep it here for more traffic updates. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS for an equity loan on your home, land, or auto. Good credit, slow credit. MCS in Wetumpka is just a phone call away. NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
April showers bring May flowers and also great deals from Brubaker Motors on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
At Liggers Bakery, we have been baking memories using the original recipes in Montgomery since 1944. From all-time favorites like mint thumbprint cookies, pedophores, ice cookies, specialty cakes, and more. It's time to place your order for graduation season. Let Liggers customize your school colors with cakes, pedophores, and specialty cookies. Visit Liggers on Facebook and Instagram. Call us to place your order, 288-6550, or come see us at the Gay Meadows Shopping Center on McGee Road. It's not just good, it's Liggers good.
The fun returns to downtown Montgomery on Saturday, April 24th, as the City of Montgomery presents the Seafood and Arts Festival at Union Station. Enjoy seafood, art vendors, live music featuring local artists, and a cash bar. Doors open at 4 p.m. with a minimum donation of $5 benefiting Child Protect. Don't miss it. The Seafood and Arts Festival on Saturday, April 24th from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Union Station in downtown Montgomery. Sponsored by the City of Montgomery Cultural Affairs Department and Wind Creek.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today. Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Well, hi, everybody. Big weather changes are now underway. Not only is rain back in the forecast, but some noticeably cooler temperatures are ahead. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely. The overnight low temperature in the upper 50s. Tomorrow will be a lot cooler with a high temperature only about 71. Friday's high only in the upper 60s after a morning low in the upper 40s. That's a big change. Risk of showers and thunderstorms just about every day in the forecast. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and even a small chance on Sunday as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When getting the job done right is job one, you need Kubota construction equipment. From Kubota compact track loaders to the number one selling compact excavator, to do it all and to do it right. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Man, I think most white people and black people are great people. I really believe that in my heart. But I think our system is set up where our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, are designed to make us not like each other.
That's it. It's all about, you know, manipulation. Because I always thought, hey, it's a big melting pot. But now it's all about, I'll give you a quick example here. First, I was heartened because a school in Waukegan, Illinois, was going to name it a new, was it elementary, middle school, for Barack and Michelle Obama. But protests prevented it from happening. Now, your first thought's going to be, must be those white supremacists in Waukegan, Illinois, that said no. No, it was the Latino community there that said no. Why? Because Obama, this is from Newsweek, okay? Obama deported more people than Trump did. So they didn't like his policies. But you see, here's the deal. His policy is the Constitution of the United States. He did his job. The reason he deported more people than Trump did is because they knew better than to try and cross the border when Trump was in. He made it real clear, you're not welcome. So he didn't get tested like Obama did. Not that, you know, and I think Obama was that way at that time simply because he knew what he could only push the envelope so far if he wanted a second term. That's right. Just my thought on it. Hey, look who's here. It's the guy that killed the Emu Lemu.
Boy, I've been getting grief about that, and you think you got the look. Man, I got the look. Oh. And she's still giving it, too. I feel hurt. Oh.
Rusty, that emu bird was good.
That was just make-believe, Rosie. That wasn't. No emus were harmed in the making of that.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, no.
Ooh, it's the thought that counts.
Now she's getting me in the world of make-believe.
I didn't close that out, did I? I thought I still had that available to play here. But I'm getting back to the point where I have like 500 tabs open, so I'm going to be very careful.
I've been trying to leave them open for you at night.
I appreciate that you do.
No problem. And I was telling Rose, if she wants an emu, just travel down south. Because, you know, there was a big market for them at one time. And the bottom fell out, and they let them go.
We had, it was only a mile or two from the place where I stay when I'm down there, you know, my friend Kathleen, that area, Cooper City, Florida. I don't know if it's still there, but there was a place, and you could pull off one of the busy roads in that bedroom community, and it was a farm that had bunches of these emus. So you could just pull over and stand there and watch them go about their pecking.
And they are true to life. They will attack their own image. If they see a mirror, they just, and they just start attacking.
I personally don't hate the Lemu Emu. As I said earlier, what I hate is the insipidness of saying, we only pay for what you need. Well, don't most of us live our lives that way?
Yeah, that's what we do. We pay for what we need. Sometimes we pay for stuff we don't need, and
I get
mad about it.
Okay,
yeah.
So did I need that strawberry shortcake at Baumhauer's? Probably not. By the way, I'm wearing pants there tonight.
look at you all fancy.
We're so happy.
Yeah, who's traded out the sweatpants? Some with a button.
I didn't know you had real pants.
You got flip-flop?
Hang on one second. I got to send a note to our buddy Skipper. No biggie, buddy.
Why are you wearing pants tonight? What's the special occasion? Your return to
real pants.
Social.
Oh,
yes. No, but they're real pants that I could not have even dreamed about wearing just a few months ago.
Well, you've been
the bike riding.
Yeah, working on that bike.
How was the bike ride today?
Today was good. I had a really good ride and did a lot of intervals. You know where you go. I just keep challenging myself. That's what Ryan Turner taught me at Infusion, how to take the ride on the bike and make it work. If you read the magazine column, was it last month I had the one where I'm in front? Yeah, I think it was last month. I thought the bike would be a fun way to get some exercise because I really am not a gym person. And
right.
I can't walk. I used to love to walk, but it kills my sciatic. I used to walk with 25-pound weights on each hand and work them while I was walking. But I can't do it. But the bike has been great because it doesn't make anything hurt, but it's a great way to burn some calories. So I do this interval routine. But the first time I took it out, I was about two blocks from the house when my legs were cramping, and I'm thinking, oh, boy, this was a dumb idea.
You got to build up to it, I guess.
Oh, yeah, man.
I'm going to go back to the house, put it in the garage, and never use it again. But I persevered. Now.
You look good, man.
Well, I mean, look, if I diligently dieted just a little harder, I'd probably be about 10 or 15 pounds less than I am right now. I still want to enjoy the things I enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get a victory burger at Baumhauer's. I'm going to bring it home. I'm going to have half tonight, half tomorrow. I might have it with sweet potato fries.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a question, though. Do you use music When you, do you wear headphones when you're riding? Do you hum to yourself? Or
no, my opinion is that wearing any kind of listening device while you're riding a bike in a residential neighborhood on streets that can get busy is a death wish.
Well, have you got a basket on the front of your bike? I'm not trying to effeminatize your bicycle, but do you have a basket?
He does have a basket.
Because you could stick a boombox in there.
And no,
you could
be- I have an Eddie Bader sweatshirt. Uh-huh. I put my baseball show on and listen to it through my belly.
I was going to say you could be going down the road. You know, everybody like, here comes Greg.
Yeah.
He was running everywhere. But
I just, it's fresh air.
Uh-huh.
Even on days where it's hot, I hit speeds where, you know, I'm getting some serious breeze.
Just wait until the temperature cranks up a little bit. Then you be burning them.
No, I am going to approach that with, I'm going to continue. This is the 1st of May. This will be 6 months without interruption.
Yes.
Not one day. And some days I do two. But when it gets to be blowing out, we've had a couple of days like that already.
Yeah.
I'm going to, you know, test myself cautiously on those days because I don't need to be in the back of a red wagon.
Yeah. Do you ever hear this music in your head when you're...
No, I really haven't heard that song since Susan Woody left.
Do you have the thing that holds the water bottle?
Yeah, I do.
Yes. You just need that. Fill it up. Freeze it.
Have you ever heard the rollerblading story?
Yes.
With the water bottle?
Yes, yeah. Don't overdo it, dude, but you're going to need it. I mean...
You could get him one of them hats with...
Good to hydrate, but not overhydrate.
Get one of those backpacks, you know, with a straw on it, and just suck away.
Or the hat with a... You know, you put some cans on your head, maybe get some light soda or something, you know?
No.
Tab. Get him some tab.
It's funny, I was on, I think it was Lakeside Court the other day, and I always feel a sense of irony when I'm riding down Old Pump Road.
Which part of it?
But there was a guy coming the other direction. I don't know. We had to be somewhat close in age. The look on his face, I said, oh, my God, I hope I don't have that expression on my face while I'm riding, because he looked weird.
Well, maybe he'd overdone it, huh?
It was actually looked like it was a little high or something. I don't know.
It's some endorphins, man. It's
the endorphins,
which are the worst ones.
But I'm telling you, 15 to 20 minutes, days like today where I was pushing it, it takes a good half hour to cool down.
Uh-huh.
You can feel it. So I'm really enjoying it. But I'm not going to wear a hat with straws.
Once the heat kicks up, man, you're going to burn some calories, dude. And you're really going
to. You should put you a ramp next to the pool and just drive into it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm actually thinking about is getting back, get the bike in, and just walk out, you know, just walk into the pool.
There you go.
Yeah, it's perfect, man.
Good idea. I think we have reached a consensus here.
Good. Then we're all agreed.
12 minutes to Baumhauer's and Rusty. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard is the place to go for flooring. Gosh, the Swami was just so happy.
There you go.
They did everything on the installation. She had very little to do other than watch the great result that came along with wholesale price flooring installed by their team. It was everything she always heard it would be from described on the show, where you have this huge selection, so many choices. You pick it out, you know you're going to get it at a wholesale price, and then installed by a team that works for Georgia Floors Direct. So everything that happens is under their banner, and that's good. You can buy flooring at a box store, I suppose, but if something goes wrong with the installation or there's another issue, you get an 800 number to call. At Georgia Floors Direct, you just work with them until you're proudly standing over your beautiful new flooring. They are on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. They've been a flooring destination for over half a century because they've never tampered with what made it work. Huge selection, all wholesale priced, and their own team of installers at Georgia Floors Direct. Look them up on Facebook.
Jerry Todd here with the Kickback Ranch Event Center and RV Park. We would like to invite you to our first ever live consignment auction Saturday, May the 1st. Gates open at 10 a.m. Auction begins at high noon. Items already consigned include household, farm and garden, antiques, and much more. Old-fashioned country auction. Got a pig, goat, chicken, tractor? We sell it. So if you have items to consign, contact us at the Kickback Ranch. This is going to be a fun-filled family day. There will be food trucks, vendors of all kinds, a water slide, and kids' playground in full swing. You don't have to just come for the day. Stay the weekend in one of our cabins or bring your RV and stay in our new RV park with full hookups available. Consignment auction, Saturday, May the 1st at the Kickback Ranch. Gates open at 10 a.m. Auction at high noon. For more information or directions, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140. That's 286-4140.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos and films during our April 40% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file on USB, call us today. We've been providing professional video services for over 30 years, and all work is done right here in Montgomery. Unlike those other stores that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Don't risk your one-of-a-kind treasures by shipping them out of state. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net.
Designer face masks, DIY haircuts. In a world full of things you never thought possible, here's one more. Now you can get the same high-quality insurance from Allstate, but at a new low rate. Drivers who switched and saved averaged $718. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
Reported average annual savings from switching auto by new customers surveyed who saved with Allstate in 2019. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Not available in every state. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
On the other side of the pandemic, get ready for the new Roaring Twenties.
Say, what's that? A gaggle of people in a crowded room listening to music?
That's called a concert.
Say, I remember those.
When this Prohibition era is over, it's time to do all the things we couldn't do in the last year and a half.
Hiya, toots. What do you say I give you a hug?
That'd be grand. I'm on my way to see a motion picture at the local Nickelodeon with a bunch of people eating out of their grubby little hands.
Sounds safe.
It is.
Concerts and movies and physical human touch. It's all coming back.
I'm at the local gymnasium, touching all sorts of muscle-building contraptions that have been sweated on by who knows what.
Whether it's a sock hop, a doodle bop, or just spitting into somebody's open mouth, the Roaring Twenties are skittity-bopping just around the corner. So hang in there like a razzmatazz, and we'll call it jazz.
23 Skidoo and Vote Odeo Do. And Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob.
You know, there's a lot of truth in that little skit right there. I think there's a lot of pent-up partying inside of people.
Yes.
And they're going to cut loose this summer.
And if they're not going to be allowed to party, they are going to, like what's going on with Montreal and other places, they've had it.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope it ends up where Dr. Fauci is hated by most people, because he's the biggest...
By the time it's all said and done, Dr. Fauci might be on the gallows. You know, I mean, people are just tired of it. You know, and again, I'm not against science. I'm all for it, but he's not.
He is not. First of all, he's not an epidemiologist. He's a virologist.
He's a bureaucrat.
Yeah, big time. You know? Big time.
So what's the news today? Where's all this rain we were going to get?
There was quite a bit of it out there earlier, and I guess it withered before.
It kind of dissolved as it got toward us and went south, didn't it?
Well, I'll tell you what, the story that really has me fuming today, the Department of Justice will not pursue charges against the guy who shot and executed Ashley Babbitt in the Capitol. They won't identify the killer. In the meantime, in Minnesota, They had right. to build cement barriers around the walls of the cop who shot that young man, you know, stupid mistake, right. shouldn't have happened.
She's going to get acquitted. It's not second-degree murder.
You know what? Yeah. There's starting to be signs that what's-his-name, Chauvin, isn't going to get convicted either, and God, man.
Well, there's definitely, I mean, that's the sad thing about it. The media is not really reporting the evidence that goes in the case except one side of it. These cases, cop cases, even though you see what you saw on TV, you haven't heard the other parts about the guy. You haven't heard about how much fentanyl he had in his system, how big he was, nope. what his situation was, all that kind of stuff. Don't get me wrong, I'm not excusing the conduct, but you're asking someone to convict someone for first-degree murder. And a standard is super high. You know,
and of course, in the media's rush to create a narrative, they left out facts like the Hennepin County coroner saying he died of a fentanyl overdose, that
right.
Chauvin did not have his knee on the guy's neck, as that video
right.
would make it appear. That's why I replay in sports so that what appears to be safe out, inbounds, outbounds can be determined by video. And when you look at it from the different angle, it's not what it appeared to be. And there's so much of that involved in this case. And I just hate, like, oh.
That's why I think they're going to have a hard time getting 12 people to agree on it. You know, it is hard to convince a jury of 12 people in any kind of cop case. All you got to do is go look. I mean, they give them the benefit of the doubt because they know how much they're up against. Now again, don't get me wrong. I'm not a defender of the guy.
I understand. Yeah. But we are looking for the truth, right? What's fair?
Yeah,
what's really fair?
Well, even if you're not looking for the truth, if you have a jury that says, geez, we just don't know based on this evidence, it's conflicting. That is enough to acquit somebody.
Right.
So, you know, and or at least have a hung jury.
Chad, we're at the end of the show, but I expect
right, man,
the need.
Good to talk to you guys.
I'll be shooting you an email one of these days.
All right.
All righty. John Lee Paints, let's talk about them before we head out to Baumhauer's. John Lee Paints, for so many decades now in that location just north of Atlanta Highway and Coliseum Boulevard, teamwork makes the dream work. I think that's what I saw on the sign. Yeah.
I love the signs, man. They've been, I don't know how they come up with them. I mean.
And we had Bubba Turner up here, and I said, you know, well, he wouldn't really give away his system.
Because they were even there when I was in high school. When I went to Lee, like 20 years ago, they were still there. You drive by. And
those signs, the actual infrastructure of the sign, those aren't cheap. But he uses it to promote faith and
mm-hmm.
good things.
Positivity.
Good thoughts.
Which I really, really think is cool. And, of course, all the professionals, do-it-yourselfers, too. John Lee Paints is your best friend. Quality paints inside, Richards for interior, John Lee's own brand, Solarproof for exterior, color consulting. And by the way, if you live in a historic district and you want to spruce up your home, make sure you're painting within the code, because any painter will tell you the worst job is one you have to do twice.
Oh, yeah.
And the one you have to do twice sometimes is because you bought a cheap paint and your father told you not to do that. I told you not to do that. So get it right. Go see Turner and the great team at John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway.
The Alabama Baseball Coaches Association welcomes to Montgomery National Baseball Hall of Famer and former Atlanta Brave, Tom Glavine. Get your tickets now for the 12th annual First Pitch Dinner and Silent Auction, May 3rd at the Montgomery Renaissance, to benefit Miracle Leagues of Alabama. Title sponsor, Wind Creek Montgomery.
Hey, everybody, this is Tom Glavine. I'm looking forward to seeing you May 3rd in Montgomery.
COVID safety protocols will be observed. Get your tickets today at albca.org.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even auto?
News from where you live. This is Alabama News Network at 6.
And we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it. And it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1-hour loan approvals. That's right, 1-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567.